At 6:30, it is cloudy, 56 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. One step at a time, that is Mayor Bynum's recommended approach to Tulsa City councilors when it comes to changing downtown parking ordinances. A working group has proposed expanding paid parking to 8 o'clock on weekdays and on Saturdays. Bynum wants the city to hold off until the parking system is more reliable. And to that end, Bynum says city attorneys are working on an executive order directing that parking revenue be spent only on the parking system.
I want us putting the money that we generate from the system back into the system, and I think the executive order that's being drafted right now is probably the most effective way to accomplish that.
The mayor also wants to delay the addition of a parking district covering the East Village. Well, don't be fooled by this morning's weather. The temps are in the 50s right now, but the bottom will fall out around lunchtime. Rain will change over to a wintry mix and then eventually snow. Temps will fall all the way to an overnight low of 16 degrees. It could be a rough drive home this afternoon. You might want to top off your tank this morning for a couple of reasons. One is the bitter cold that's coming in, and the other is the price of oil. We've already seen gas prices jump once this week, and another hike is not out of the question, as oil this morning is trading for $64 a barrel. A traveling exhibition in Tulsa for the first time aims to show how the Nazis used science to justify the Holocaust.
Deadly Medicine Creating the Master Race is at the Sherwin Miller Museum of Jewish Art through March 4th. Director of Collections and Exhibitions Michael Yance says while the collection comes from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, most of the materials in it were produced by the Nazis themselves.
They were very good at documenting themselves because they felt they were doing what was right for the world, and they wanted to share and show how they were going to make the world better.
Deadly Medicine focuses on the Nazis' practice and normalization of eugenics in the pursuit of what they considered a superior race. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa's first murder of 2018 happened overnight. A man was shot several times near the 300 block of West 50th Street North. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Police do not have a suspect or a motive just yet. Thomas Boxley is elected to Tulsa's chair of the African Americans Commission. Boxley wants that commission to be a conduit to the community that includes promoting African American activities.
I would like to see personally these events listed on whatever webpage that we develop.
That has yet to be set up. A fire destroys the bus barn in the Ottawa County town of Wyandotte. That blaze also destroyed the district's fleet of school buses. School has been called off until at least Tuesday. Our weather, falling temperatures, rain changing to a wintry mix, and then snow. Only light accumulations expected. Right now in Tulsa, cloudy and 56. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.